Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I was urging you to take a look and to ask the Lord, what's the area that I most need to pay attention to? You probably could name 10 areas, but what's the area that God wants me to pay attention to? Just keep asking Him and decide, either yesterday or today, decide. What's the area that most impedes my relationship with God? What's the area that I'm having most difficulty with? And take it to the Lord. Give it to Him and say, Lord, do what you need to do in me, that my life in this area may be more conformed to your will. Teach me. Guide me. I'll fast and I'll pray that I have the strength to say yes to you. Just take one area. Don't try to take anything more. One area. So let's take a look at the readings for today. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving Him and walking in His ways and keeping His commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy." Blessing will come when we choose to do His will. Even though we're going to make mistakes and we're going to fall, if we keep getting back up and saying, "I want, Lord, I want to do your will." All God has to see is your willingness. He pours out grace. Don't do one thing on the surface and inside you're just saying, "Yeah, I'll try, but I really don't think I can change," etc. Don't do that. Just say, "Lord, I'm pretty desperate. I don't have much confidence that I can change, but I put this area into your hands, and I ask that you would teach me and lead me. I will come to you every day and ask you for strength to live out the day avoiding that particular area, that particular sin, one day at a time." All right? Try that. Let me know. It can be very helpful sometimes when you think it's too big, it's too much, I can't. Take one day at a time, because that's all we have, really. It's God who gives us the additional day. So take one day at a time and do what you think you can do for that day. Each time, there's an erosion that goes on, that the roots won't be down so deep anymore. And finally, the day will come when you say, "I can pull up those roots and throw them away because of Jesus, because of His grace." It's going to happen. Moses tells the people, "If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding His voice, holding fast to Him." And look at the very next sentence. "For that will mean life for you, a long life for you, to live on the land that the Lord swore He would give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." God always, brothers and sisters, always fulfills His promises. Psalm 23, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest." Stop fighting the demons of drugs and alcohol and sex in all its many forms. Turn to Him. Turn to Him when you're jealous. Turn to him when you're fearful. Turn to him when you're really selfish. Turn to him when you're fighting hatred. Turn to him. Turn to him. He will give you grace. Keep your eyes fixed on him, not on the circumstances, but on him. He will give you grace, step by step. And don't give in to the pride that says, after a few weeks, oh, okay, got this done, now I can relax. No, you don't. Changing a habit, a pattern, even if it's just desire, even if it's not activity, changing any pattern takes time. Keep giving it to the Lord. Thank him at the end of every day for the success you have had. But don't say, okay, I got it now. What has to get rooted in your heart is the virtue that goes against whatever sin you're involved in. Love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering. Lots of gifts that God has for us. Faith, hope, and love. Wisdom, justice, fortitude, temperance. They're gifts. They're not just names that you learn to rattle off in catechism. They're gifts. It can change our lives. But the first step is to acknowledge the problem. Second step, to seek the grace from God. And the third is just really rely on him day by day by day. Divide the day up, morning, afternoon, evening. Ask for the grace for the morning. Ask for grace for the afternoon. Ask for grace for the evening. God loves it when we come to him. And he will hear us. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Why? Because he has his roots down in Christ. That's why. Don't depend on this or that or the other thing. Don't depend on relationships to the exclusion of God. Relationships have a very definite place in our life and are gifts from God. But put your utter, absolute dependence on God himself because he's there. Your friends can support you and help you, but it's your relationship with God that's pivotal. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 22 to 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." And then he said to all, the first he had said to his disciples, but now he says to everyone, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose himself?" What does it mean to lose your life? "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." What is Jesus saying about losing your life? It's taking yourself out of first place. This is my life. I will do what I want to do with my life. I will be involved in whatever I want to be involved in. It's my life. You did not create yourself, and you were not created by chance. No matter how you were conceived, you were not created by chance. What God asks of his followers is that we're willing to put him in first place. And that means there's a death to self. And that's hard. But when you do, when you decide to put him first, when you, in a sense, lose your life, you take yourself out of first place, and only God can help that to happen. But when you do, when you say, Lord, I belong to you, this day is yours, I'm your servant, I'm your son, I'm your daughter, tell me what you would have me do. Now, that doesn't mean that God's going to give you a minute-by-minute itinerary of the day. But what you're saying to the Lord is, I want to do your will today. Great to say to the Lord, here are the things coming up this day that are concerning me. I want to do your will in them. There's this and this and this and this. Please will you give me wisdom? Please will you help me? Will you guide me? Let God be the center of your life. You always turn to him. I've often said, the unholy trinity is me, myself, and I. And a lot of us worship the unholy trinity. Me, myself, and I. It's I, me. All the time. All the days. Apart from God, apart from his grace, we're selfish because we're fallen, because we carry the effects of the sin of our first parents. They're broken by baptism, but my goodness, can we be tempted? You can overcome them because of the grace of baptism, but we can be tempted. Self occupies such a major, major place in our life. We want to worship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We want to be child of God, son of God, daughter of God. Father, Father, what is your will today? Help me to carry out your will, that you may be glorified, and that I might be drawn closer to you, and that I might be able to bring others to you by the way I think, by the way I speak, by the way I act, by my priorities. That's losing your life. And that's what God asks of us. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. And that doesn't just mean deny yourself things. Deny himself. Me, me, me. And take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, all the things you desire, all the things you want, all the things you hope for? What profit is there if you gain the whole world and yet you yourself are lost because you followed your own selfish desires and you followed the ways of the world? And it became like quicksand, and it sucked you down and destroyed you. Lent is an incredible opportunity of grace. Please take advantage. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.